you could buy fancy whips, mm-hmm. see. You just bought one to make the old horse get it, or you could buy real fancy ones.
Oh.
You could also buy with the buggies that had tops on them. The tops would let down, see, kind of like a convertible car.
Mm-hmm.
But if the weather threatened you, and you was lucky, you'd get the top up in time to and put the side curtains up. And they also had one that hung down from the top out over the dashboard with a little slot in for the lines.
Oh.
The horse lines.
For the
come
horse
through.
Line. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you can, and a little, that's the first cellophane I ever saw, was in one of those things, a little hole about that wide and so forth that peeped through and drive.
Oh.
Let the old horse get away, see.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's kind of like if you
really
got, if you had you a buggy with a hard.
You're good at describing things. I think when you describe things, I can see them. You know, I really.
Yeah, the horse, the buggy with the top and the side curtains and the lap rope in front,
mm-hmm.
Was sort of in the Cadillac style. See?
Oh, right, yeah. Like it being like.
And you also had lap robes, very elaborate, very fancy. Made out of heavy felt or heavy that you placed over your feet in cold weather, see. And we even wised up in later years and found out that by putting this lap robe up over the dashboard and over your person, then you could set a lantern down in there and it would heat you up just like a car heats you up now, see.
Oh.
So they weren't too dumb back then, you know, they was learning.
Oh, yeah, they had all the angles figured out.
Just as modern as is today's airplane for the time, you know.
Yeah. Well, like when you were a child going to the store, if you bought candy at the store, what would the grocer probably put it in?
The little brown paper sack, and he had the candy out. I remember the largest store we had, he had a candy counter as long as from here to that chair.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he had pans, probably this wide, and so deep, and that long, well, as long as the old-time counters,
mm-hmm.
and they were set up on an angle. You'd walk up here and look through this glass and pick out the candy you wanted.
Oh.
And he'd reach in there with his dirty hands and pick up the candy you selected, and you'd buy a nickel's worth of candy, and you'd get more candy than two people could eat.
For a nickel.
Peppermint sticks, or these big old chocolate drops, you know, like, they didn't have the variety. I remember the first bar of candy that I ever saw.
Did you ever hear anybody call a paper sack a paper poke?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them call it that. Just like when they say, a lot of people, when they refer to picking up something and carrying it, they say, tote it. Especially out of Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, say tote. I use it a whole lot because, well, it gets the job done better.
Uh-huh.
Just like in writing, you highway, you abbreviate HI, see.
Mm-hmm.
Tote, it gets to the point quicker,
the point
see.
Quicker.
Pick that up, tote it over yonder, see. And I found out that I use it a whole lot. It's correct or not, there is a word tote in the dictionary, but we used to make sort of light of the Mississippians and Alabamans and Georgians
would
move in here for, you know, for using that word.
Mm-hmm.
And they used thar for there. We still have people, I had a man here this morning, 78-year-old, and he still says thar. We have a lot of people.
Where's he from?
He's from either Georgia or Alabama. But we have people that moved in here from Mississippi years and years ago, and Alabama, especially Alabama.
Especially Alabama.
Use the word thar.
Huh, that's interesting.
And Ewens.